Hush puppies.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, let's see. What about, do you remember the kind of the cornbread that, is cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I reckon you would call that old pone bread.
Okay. And, what about a kind that's it's almost like mashed potatoes. It's that, you know, it's that thickness sort of, and you might, you know, spoon it out and put it on your plate and eat it with
dressing.
Something.
Is it?
Okay.
Cornbread dressing.
Uh-huh. And can you think of any other things that you might make with cornmeal?
I have made corn fritters.
Mm-hmm. What are those?
Those are made with just meal and water, and hurriedly cook them on a hot griddle.
Okay.
You know, and then just use them. Then you can make them so quickly. A lot of times I do that for just me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Corn fritters.
And what do you call the kind of bread that's in loaves that's made of white flour rather than
homemade bread?
Okay, well, yeah, but what would you call it if it was
light bread?
Okay. And what about if you bought it at the store? Would you still call it light bread, or would you, rather than being homemade, what would you call that?
I would just call it a loaf of bread.
Okay. And what do you call it? It's a round pastry about so big it has a hole in the middle.
Donut.
Okay, and what if it was made with baking powder, or if it was made with yeast, would you call them the same thing? Do you have a special name for one of those?
Well, we would say homemade donuts, and then you would kind of add just a little bit more to it.
Uh-huh.
And you, like you say, that we would use the yeast, you know, to make them rise better.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call the round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eat them with syrup for breakfast?
Hoe cake biscuits.
Okay. Or you call them what? I'm sorry.
Hoe cake biscuit.
Okay, those are the about mm-hmm. so big round. And, okay. And what do you call meat from the side of a hog? It's salted,
side
but it's not
meat.
Smoked. Side meat? Okay. And what about the, well, tell me about some different things that you can eat from the hog other than the regular meat, you know, than the side meat and that kind of thing.
Like the things that are made from the hog.
Uh-huh.
Well, ham meat, side meat. Spare ribs, pork chops,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the hog head made into souse meat,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the hog head that can be made into Brunswick stew.
Mm-hmm.
And sausage.
Okay. What about the inside part that...
And in old tradition, people like hog chitlins.
Uh-huh. And what exactly? How do you make those exactly?
The hog chitlins.
Uh-huh.
You just take them when you dress the hog,
uh-huh.
and clean these by washing them to and fro, and then get them real clean and soak them in cold water, and then put them on and boil them real done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And. What do you call the hard thing that's in the middle of a cherry?
In the middle of
a cherry.
Cherry.
Uh-huh.
Seed.
Okay. And what about the thing in the center?